This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Thomas Sowell, whose office is in the Hoover Foundation, is one of our country's best scholars and commentators. His words of wisdom are always worth listening to. In a recent article, he said he learned about the role of educators in the communist takeover of China. Then Dr. Sowell described how Professor John Dewey of Columbia University, about 100 years ago in the U.S., started peddling the strategy that the role of our teachers should not be as transmitters of society's culture to the young, but should be as an agent of change. Someone strategically placed with an opportunity to condition students to want a different kind of society. Now, a century later, we are seeing schools all over America indoctrinating students to believe in all sorts of politically correct notions. History is taught with little, if any, attention to the great achievements of our country. A good example is a book called A People's History of the United States by Howard Zinn. That book sold millions of copies, poisoning the minds of millions of students in schools and colleges against their own country. That book is one of the many sources that enable teachers to think of themselves as agents of change without having the slightest accountability for whether that change is good or a disaster. It is common for these so-called educators to single out Western civilization for special condemnation for sins that have been common to the human race in all parts of the world for thousands of years. Meanwhile, all sorts of fictitious virtues are attributed to non-Western societies, and their worst crimes are passed over in silence. Dr. Thomas Sowell says that American schools today are teaching children that American society is not worthy of defending. They are never told about America's greatness and goodness. Thank you, Thomas Sowell, for telling us what we need to know.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Hour number three of Bob Tuscan Show today. It's August 17th, 2013. And this hour, we're going to go to open phone lines at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Okay, in the first hour, I hinted that I had a major announcement to make, and I'll go ahead and get to that right away. Folks, I'm moving back to Monday through Fridays. You'll be able to hear the Bob Tuscan Show 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, for 3 hours every evening. And you're not going to want to miss it. We're growing. We have more affiliates coming on board. The entire RBN network is growing. And if you want to hear me on a local affiliate near you, we have a tutorial on how to do so. Just go to the website and check it out. So I'm real excited about this. It should allow for me to get into great detail on many different topics and still be contemporary and have a show nightly and get things off my chest, take more calls, have more guests, the works. So I'm really looking forward to that. That starts September 2nd, moving back to 5 days a week for a show 3 hours a day. All right, so definitely stay tuned to find out more details on that as they come. All right, there's a lot to talk about. If you have any comments on the guest thus far, you can feel free to call us. Of course, we had Brad the Butcher Jordan on in the first hour talking about food freedom issues. Say that five times fast. Food freedom issues. I almost did. Anyways, so we definitely had a great discussion with him, and I'd be happy to hear from people on gardening and their local farmers market and the government coming after raw milk providers and stuff like that. Anything that you might have on your mind in that regard. Last hour we had Dr. G on talking cancer, and he had a wealth of information. Do you buy it? Are you one of those people that thinks, well, in all actuality, there's no cure for cancer? If there was, we would all know about it. Why don't we know about it? So if you're one of those people, I'd like to hear from you. To talk about cancer and get your thoughts on what you've done to cure cancer or what you've known has helped people that you love or that you're friends with and their cancer. So that's 800-313-9443. I got some news to get to, but first, let's go to the phone lines, and we have Frank from West Virginia on the line. Hello, Frank.
That would be me, Bob. How are you doing today down there in Florida?
You, Bob.
It's been a long time, no talk. So yeah. I have a problem, Bob. You're a father now, right?
Yeah, my little one just turned a year old not too long ago.
She successfully reproduced. It was a hard time getting there. You had some problems during delivery, I understand.
Actually, I'm not sure what you're talking about. That's not the case.
I won't be on that. But now, your little one-year-old, if he was diagnosed with 100% treatable cancer, And, well, would you withhold that from him and go to court and be forced treatment on him to cure him? Or would you
withhold what from him?
Child to die.
Okay, is he going to answer a question? Would I withhold what from him?
Medical treatment.
Well, you just said it was an untreatable cancer.
Well, not a treatable cancer, just cancer. They said your kid has cancer and we're going to give him chemotherapy. And no?
Let's talk about this, because that's not a treatment. In fact, that's a poison. And the question is, if the state comes after me, which has happened to many parents out there who are put in that predicament, what would I do? Well, we could look at... I'm sorry. Can I finish? All right. We can look at what other parents have done, and that's a real scary situation. I'm glad you brought it up, because there have been parents that would not oblige poison their kids, and they fled from the state. And long story short, they, had the state come down on them. I don't think that's right. I don't think that's right at all. I would leave the country before having to subject my child to that sort of poison. Same thing with the HIV fraud, same thing with all these other mandated poisons that they want to put on our children. I think that's a really crummy situation, and I could only imagine the pain that the parents have gone through that have been confronted with that situation. Does that answer your question?
No, I'm saying you chose to let your son, your child, die. Now, would you
In fact, I would do the contrary. I choose to let my son live by not subjecting him to the madness, to the poison. I choose to provide B17, to provide minerals, to look at cannabis oil and all these other things that we know help and don't hurt, like chemotherapy and all the other poisons.
Yeah. Now, Bob, you just chose to let your child die. Could you live with that the rest of your life, given an injection?
I chose to let my child live.
You're not a doctor, first of all, Bob. Would you not listen to the specialist?
Well, what does that mean? That's an appeal to authority. In fact, most doctors, the oncologist out there, like I quoted before, would not even take their own treatment.
Why,
so,
Wang, are you
does that
the same as Bill Wang?
Absolutely. So this man, you're what, a Jehovah's Witness or something?
Are we talking to Frank and now is somebody else on the line? I'm a little confused here.
Bill Wagner. You know Bill? Bob?
No, I don't know Bill. But let's get back to the subject matter here, Frank. Are you telling me that by putting my son on chemotherapy, that would help him and that I would not help my son by actually providing him with remedies such as B17, having an alkaline diet, there's Essiac, there's apricot seeds, there's baking soda, there's a whole laundry list of things. Are you a skeptic of those things actually helping and a proponent of the poison?
Oh, I'm an absolute proponent of the poison, because I've known people who have had cancers that have been actually put into recession. They've got to live an extra 10 or 15 years. Now,
that information is anecdotal. On top of that, they might have lived 10, 15 years, but the side effects long-term from the chemotherapy are quite dangerous, and these people get very sick eventually and are killed from it.
Oh, so you would choose for a one-year-old, we're talking about a one- or two-year-old that doesn't have the choice, you would go against a lot of highly educated oncologists and say that you're going to go with the faith healer or the voodoo doctors, what you're saying.
Well, I think your point here is one of blind faith. It's an appeal to authority, logical fallacy, to suggest that because somebody has credentials and they come from the medical establishment is nothing more than dogmatic ignorance. And I resent it, and I think you're totally missing the page here.
All right. We have Lola here to ring in on your B17. Your vitamin regimen for cancer for young pediatric candidates, okay, that could be cured and live a very long life, but you would just choose to rather shoot them up with voodoo, as I would say, and let them die and then go into the court system and be accused of being complicit in
no,
a murder.
No, poisoning him with dangerous drugs like chemotherapy and radiation, that
poison.
Would be killing him. I think we're beating a dead horse here. Do you have any other points?
Well, you have anything to bring in on holistic cures for cancer for young children, Lola?
Well, since I'm into holistic medicine, it's typically for adults, but children can certainly involve themselves in holistic medicine. But you're talking cancer here, correct? I mean,
cancer. Yeah.
Okay, so we're not talking just basic daily maintenance or the flu or the cold.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it would depend on what type of cancer it was. What?
We'll say leukemia.
I see. There you go. The person on your own call agrees with the holistic approach. How great. Thank you for that. Perhaps we'll entertain more of that nonsense when we come back and other calls. 800-313-9443. Do you agree with my response?
The Bob Justin Show.
What do you need? You need Paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black Paracord, 1,000 feet, only $39.83, right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation, CampingSurvival.com.
AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. We're keeping the phone lines open this hour to talk about whatever you want. I got some news to get to. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. Get out your crayon and write down this troll-free number. It's 800-313-9443. And by the way, check out my website, BobTuscan, T-U-S-K-I-N.com. There is a listen live and chat button on the top center of the page. We have some great folks who hang out in the chat room for the show, and they've irked me, they've bugged me to get on the air and say, hey, join them in the chat. So if you're interested in talking with like-minded thinkers who are listening to the show and are sharing links and commentary, go to the chat room at bobtuskin.com. And we will go back to the phone lines and talk with Bill in Las Vegas. Hello, Bill.
Bob, how are you doing?
I can barely hear him, Mr. Producer. Can you hear him all right?
Bob.
Now I can. How's it, Bill? How's it going, Bill?
Absolutely wonderful, my friend. Absolutely wonderful. How's things on Republic? You doing good?
Yeah, everything's good. What's on your mind?
Okay, so you were talking earlier, I heard with the caller, about you have a one-year-old son.
I do. He's 13 months.
And he's been diagnosed with cancer?
No, he hasn't. In fact, he's perfectly healthy, has not been vaccinated with the poison, and he's breastfeeding.
You know you're gonna,
it's doing great.
That's good to hear. But you know you're going to have, before you get your son there, it's a son, you said, or a daughter?
Yeah, it's my son, yep.
You know, if he's going to go to public schools or anything like that, or private schools, he's going to have to get vaccinated, though. You know that?
Well, actually, that's not true. Most public or private schools have a waiver that allows for them not to. In fact, the statistics show that more and more kids are going to school not vaccinated, and they can do so on the grounds of religious freedom. On top of that, Bill, I won't be sending my son to a government indoctrination camp. We will be homeschooling or unschooling or something along those lines.
You know, the point is, though, is that, you know, the real reason why they do give these children the vaccinations has nothing to do with the things that, you know, I used to be like you, and I used to really believe in these things. And the real reason why they give children these vaccinations is because of all the illegal aliens that are coming across the border all the time. I think they're in Florida, right? Is that right? Or I'm not sure where you are, wherever you are, the reason why they're giving these kids vaccinations, because think about it, what's coming across the border every day, things that we haven't had to deal with in the last, 20 years. I mean, we've got all sorts of diseases. It's basically protecting your children. I know people make the arguments about, there's fluoride and Prozac and all these different things in these vaccinations, or there's never really no proof on that.
Yes, there is proof. Even the manufacturers of the vaccines list the harmful ingredients, and there's overwhelming proof that these are poisonous. There's been mercury found. There's been aborted fetal tissue found. There is tons of stuff in these vaccines, so I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Here's the deal. If you really want to talk about those kinds of things and you want to believe in those kinds of things,
It's not a belief. A belief is my favorite flavor of ice cream is vanilla. That's a belief. We're talking about facts here.
Hey, let's talk about the truth, okay? The truth is, if you really want to go to that extreme and start saying that vaccinations or the medical establishment is just completely perfect, let's go through everything. You're going to have to change your entire lifestyle. I notice you have long hair on here. What kind of chemicals do you use to treat your hair?
No, I'm not sure where you're going with this, but none.
No, look, this is very simple. This is the facts, okay? The facts is, what kind of toothpaste do you use?
What kind of toothpaste do I use? I have a great fluoride-free toothpaste.
Yeah, fluoride-free. Okay, so now what brand is that?
Oh, I don't know the brand.
Okay, well, here's what you do. When you go home tonight, wherever you are, go in and grab your bottle of toothpaste, look on the back of it, and start reading the real ingredients that are in there, and you're going to find that the toothpaste you think is so safe is not as safe as you think it is. It's called an ingredient called sodium lauryl sulfate or propylene glycol.
No, there's no sodium lauryl sulfate in my toothpaste. I buy only the best toothpaste, so you're wrong. People can avoid it. They don't have to buy these things. You're right to suggest that they need to look out for sodium lauryl sulfate and fluoride and all these things. But this defeatist attitude that I'm hearing from you, Bill, is not appropriate.
The bottom line is this, is that you take things to protect your body. There's no way you could... Do you drink bottled water?
No, I don't drink bottled water.
Okay, so you drink it out of tap?
No, I have a water filter that filters my well water and takes out radiation, takes out fluoride and all the above.
How much does that cost you? About $10,000, $20,000?
What does it matter what it costs?
Because the point is, if you're going to tell me that you got some kind of, you know, $200 machine that filters out fluoride or filters out any of these chemicals, you're lying, because I've been
You don't have to have a machine of your own. You can go get a reverse osmosis machine that every single gas station and grocery store. These are reverse osmosis machines that take out all of the toxins in your water supply. Of course, because they take out minerals, you have to get your minerals from elsewhere, as we discussed last hour. But you don't have to spend a tremendous amount on the technology yourself. You can go to the store and have access to these reverse osmosis machines.
No. To buy a bottle of toothpaste that just has the good chemicals, the good things out there, it's going to cost at least $8 or $9 a bottle of toothpaste. So you need to know that if you're going to take this lifestyle, you know, and start to assume that the vaccinations are this big a deal, you're wrong. You need to go out there and look at everything in your life. And the bottom line is, look, would you agree
I agree with that.
Would you agree that smoking cigarettes does not cause cancer?
Would I agree that smoking cigarettes does not cause cancer?
Yes.
Well, first of all, the additives are a big part of the problem, but smoking anything cuts off oxygen to the brain and has its negative effects on the body. I don't know if that's supposed to be a trick question, but I don't advocate smoking cigarettes, no.
Right, but you advocate smoking other things, like weed, right?
No, I don't advocate smoking anything. I see medicinal properties of cannabis that have helped people that go beyond the nasty stuff that you might find from you know, the poisons out there in our world today. So there's properties that are not just THC in the cannabis that help cure things. Dr. Sanjay Gupta, even of CNN, came out recently to talk about that.
I'm really going to believe what the Communist News Network tells me, but no.
I don't believe anything they tell me. I'm with you there, but I'm saying that even he came out to support that THC is a good thing. Or not THC, rather, but the other properties in cannabis. As far as treating problems with your body, we could talk about Rick Simpson's oil that has been shown to cure cancer. We could talk about the other properties, the CBDs, is it, that have been shown to help with all sorts of issues in regards to seizures. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Oh, here's the thing. I know for 100% fact that vitamin B17 cures certain types of cancers to a point, 100%. There was a time here in Las Vegas where there was a woman that was very close to me that was given 3 months to live, and her whole body was infected with cancer all over her body, inside of the liver, her pancreas, everywhere. And I gave her, I suggested to give her vitamin B17, a.k.a. Laratril, and also some other things as well, and she lived another 4 years.
Bill, thank you for the call. I got to take a quick break here, and when we come back, we'll take more of your phone calls at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
I'll say. It's the future. All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. We're taking your phone calls at 800-313-9443. Get out your crayon and write that number down. It's troll-free, or maybe not so troll-free tonight. It's toll-free at 800-313-9443. Just to remind you, I made a big announcement earlier this hour. The Bob Tuscan Show will be returning to 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, for 3 hours every single day. That'll give me a chance to really flesh out some of these topics and to focus on some activism and so on and so forth. So I'm looking forward to that. That begins September 2nd. I'll give you more details about that as we get closer to the launch of the new five-day-a-week slot. We'll go back to the phone lines and talk with Wes in Idaho. Hello, Wes.
Hello, Bob. This to Frank in West Virginia. He's kind of a nutcase. He still thinks that Muslims cause the towers to come down. But the English language gets the word pharmacy from the Greek word pharmakia, which means sorcery, witchcraft, and poison. So
how appropriate.
Pardon?
Said how appropriate.
I think that everybody should know this. It should be common knowledge. I asked a 50-year-old pharmacist if he knew that, and he said no, he didn't. But I think he was pulling my leg, should we say. I think any pharmacist, before he graduates from school, he would know that. Now, on the original intent, I say white Christian people founded America, and all the early documents were signed by them, and the constitutions, you couldn't even vote or hold office. Should I feel guilty about this, Bob?
About what? Say it again. I'm not sure I understand.
Well, the original intent of the United States of America is for white Christians to hold office and to vote. And, it was to be a white Christian nation. I know I can get some argument from that.
Okay.
But I want to live amongst my own kind. Do other people not want to live amongst their own race? Or
well, let me ask you. You brought this up, I think, when I was filling in for John Stadmiller.
Yeah.
And, I think it's interesting. I told you I'm open-minded, so I'm not going to, instantly call you a bigot and a racist and whatnot. And first of all, I'm not sure that the founding fathers really believed that it should only be white Christians. They also believed in slavery. I don't know if you're fond of slavery still. So they have a white Christian nation with slavery.
The whites were the first to abolish it, but go ahead.
Sure, that's true. And in Africa, there was all sorts of slavery. I'm with you on that. But let me ask you a question.
There were white slaves as well, but go ahead.
Yeah, I hear you. Let me ask you a question, Wes. Do you agree with the Jewish supremacy in Israel?
I don't believe they should be in the Middle East, Palestine.
Okay, all right. So you don't agree that the so-called Jewish people there, and Zionism and Judaism are two different things, so let's just call it Zionist oppression, okay? You don't believe that the Zionist oppression in the geographic location that we now call Israel should be there and keep the Palestinian people as pretty much lower-tier citizens and people in essentially ghettos where they live in the Gaza Strip and so on and so forth. You don't agree with that attitude where the Zionist armies drop white phosphorus gas on the native people there, the Palestinians, so on and so forth. You don't agree with that, right?
I do not like what's going on to the Palestinian people over there.
Okay, so if you don't agree with Jewish supremacy, why would you want a state that is a white supremacist state that way back when did the same thing to the Native Americans to a certain degree, or to a much greater degree, actually, if I think about it? What's the difference between the two? Because I don't agree with the Zionist pigs. I don't agree with the state of Israel and the idea that they should have a supremacist-based state. Why would I agree with a white supremacist state?
They haven't yet drawn up the borders. They keep expanding, and they do it violently. Now, that's something I don't agree with. If they want to have their own nation over there in China, there was actually a country over in China, or right in Russia, very close to China, that was set aside for just Jews, and that I agree with. I wouldn't be caught dead trying to get in there.
All right, well, fair enough, Wes. I appreciate your call. We have a bunch of other callers, so we'll have to pick up this conversation for another time. Let's talk with Blue in Tennessee. Hello, Blue.
Hey, Keith. Please don't waste your time on these idiots.
I'm trying to use it as an excuse to bring up some factual rebuttals.
I know, but it is just a waste of time. Waste of time, waste of space, and then anything that you say can and will be held against you.
That's true.
So be very, very careful what you say to these idiots, because they're nothing more than trolls. But the reason that I called you is going back to the first hour, and it was something that you brought to my attention, and it is the new wording that was used in the lawsuit, adult traded foods.
Yeah, and this was the gentleman in, oh, geez, well, what state is he in?
I think it was Minnesota or Michigan.
Yes, Michigan, that's right. No, Minnesota. Alvin Schlangwin from Minnesota. Part of it was eggs. The other part was milk. And from what I understand, the eggs were not refrigerated. And I was just telling my wife the other day that if they're farm fresh eggs, they don't have to be refrigerated.
Refrigerated.
In a timely fashion.
And if you don't wash them, they can almost be kept up to a year.
Yeah, that's true. And you can put oil on them as well to preserve them.
Yeah, once you wash them, if you choose to. But what's scary about this is all you have to do is watch Agenda 21 and the way they keep changing the language of Agenda 21. They're no longer referring to Agenda 21 as Agenda 21. Now I think it's First Earth is what they are now referring to it, opposed to Agenda 21.
Yeah, they're trying to change the name. That's exactly right.
So it's a slippery slope. So that we don't have the ability to know what the language is. And that's the slippery slope when it comes to the legal aspect. I tried. I got the law's black law book from the library.
What did it say?
Oh, well, no. I'm going to give you my story. And I went through almost 1,000 pages of the health care bill back in 2009. And by the time I got to 998, you know, my head was just spinning because, I mean, every time I turned around, I had to go back and refer to this book to get another definition because I couldn't read it. It wasn't written that you and I can read it. And this is where we have to hold our legislators accountable. You write it in damn language that I can understand it. I shouldn't have to get a dictionary to understand it. It is your job to make it in presentable terms that we the people can read. Sorry.
No, that's all right. I'm listening. You got me quite intrigued here. I think you're on to something. You're exactly right. And by the way, none of these politicians read it. You've done more due diligence in looking through these bills than most of the people have. Who was it, Nancy Pelosi, who even admitted that she didn't read the health care bill?
They all did. Not a one
yeah.
of them.
That's scary.
Not a one of them read it.
And if they did read it, Blue, most of them probably wouldn't even understand the language involved.
No, they couldn't have. They could not have. I'm not a stupid woman. I'm not brilliant by any means.
Right, no, I get it. It's tough.
I mean, it was ridiculously written the way that it was.
Well, interesting stuff, Blue. I'll have to call back later. We're all out of time this segment, but I appreciate the call. When we come back, we'll take some final phone calls. I'll go to Neil and Mike and you at 800-313-9443. I was giving out an old number that I had. 800-313-9443.
The Bob Justin Show. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right,
Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
All right, well, if you like what you hear and you want to hear more, go to the website bobtuskin.com. T-U-S-K-I-N is how you spell my last name, bobtuskin.com. And on the right-hand side, you'll see a donate to the Tuscan family. And I could use the help with some Federal Reserve notes, if you can spare them. I want to thank everyone who's donated thus far. You know, not too many people donate, to be honest. So thank you for those who do and who are able to ahead of time here. I want to thank you. I do this full time pretty much. Well, I will be doing it full time again. We're moving as of September 2nd to 5 days a week for 3 hours a day. So I'm moving full throttle with this. I don't get any compensation from the sponsors. That all goes to the network, and rightfully so. They do a great job getting the word out. But I could use the help still. And hopefully eventually as the show grows, I'll be able to make more of a living out of this. I don't do it to make a living. However, it really helps for me to be able to focus more on the show and not have to spend as much time with my day jobs. So that's the pitch for donations. If you can do it, great. If not, thank you for listening, and I appreciate the support. Go to bobtuskin.com for that. We'll take some final phone calls in this segment, and we'll go back to the phone lines and talk with Neil. Hello, Neil.
Can you hear me?
Cam, what's up?
Hello, Bob.
Hello? I am with the lady from Tennessee Blue who said be careful what you say because a couple of those callers there sounded very suspicious to me.
You think it's a government troll?
Yeah. They are definitely drones. They're out there running around trying to get you to say something that you shouldn't say.
Well, did I say anything I shouldn't say, Neil?
No, I don't think so. Not by any means. They're trying to get you to say something that the FDA or somebody like that can press charges against you for. Whether it's right or not doesn't matter anymore.
So maybe I should give the disclaimer that you'll see on some sites. Let's see here. It goes something like this. Health statements, opinions, and products that appear on the Bob Tuscan Show have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, and prevent any diseases. Nothing on the website or radio shows should be considered medical advice. And sure as hell, you should not listen to the medical establishment because they will kill you and they are full of lies. How's that?
Yeah, that would be a good start. I love it. Hey, listen.
Yeah.
I'm in Tennessee also, by the way, and I'm with Blue. Be careful. That especially that one guy with the 1-year-old leukemia child, whatever.
Yeah, I mean that was kind of a low blow bringing my son into the equation. But you know, I've talked about the issue that the you know is there of the government mandating people poison their kids. But for him to make it personal, I don't know that was entirely relevant. But I'll tell you what, I sure as hell wouldn't poison my son. So I don't know if that makes me a criminal, but if it does, so be it.
Did you hear the inflections in his voice? He was so intense. He's a plant. And I hate that, but I mean, he is what he is. I've been hurt by the medical establishment. My son has been hurt by the medical establishment. My wife has been hurt by the medical establishment. And I, through education, through shows like yours, am trying to help all of us and am seeing some results.
I'm glad.
My wife has epileptic seizures really bad. My son had to have some muscles removed from the bottom of his feet because he was a toe walker. He has Charcot-Marie-Tooth syndrome.
Oh, that's very painful.
Yeah, it shouldn't hit till about 35, right?
Yeah, wow.
It hit him at 4.5 years old because all the mercury and the vaccines.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, well, he's doing good. He's about 6'2" now.
Oh, man.
Oh, he's doing good now. We've done some detox things. We are not sold on the allopathic medical establishment anymore. I'm sorry.
Well, good for you, Neil. I think you're on the right path now, and it means a lot to hear calls like you telling me about your firsthand experience with the medical establishment and how it ended in a world of hurt and how you're moving beyond that and seeing some results. I'm glad to hear it.
Well, it's shows like you that are yours that has educated me enough to where I can know what to do. And then when I hear callers like that other guy there, I mean, everything he was doing was simply trying to pin you down. It was nothing right about anything factual. It was trying to get you to say something that they can use against you. And like Blue said, you know, what you say and do can be used against you. That's what he was trying to do. That
sure, absolutely. And when the NSA listening now to all of our phone calls, you don't even have to be an on-air thinker like myself. You can do it in your own private conversations and be held liable. So I figure, yeah. Right, Neil, I'm going to get to another caller. Thanks so much, all right?
All right. I enjoyed your show. Enjoyed your callers, and I enjoyed Blue especially. She's a rather spirited person.
I enjoyed hearing from her as well. She was great. Maybe if you're both nearby in Tennessee, you guys can meet up. We need to get together in person as well. Let's talk with Mike in Maryland to finish off tonight's callers. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, a great show, Bob. Yeah, I concur. I think the first two callers, I could be wrong, seem like trolls. And I always like listening to Blue. She always has, from Tennessee, she always has something really intelligent to say. And I love her sweet little voice. But God forgive me for saying this, but every time I listen to her talk, I keep waiting for her to say, follow the yellow brick road. But at any rate, though, I have a request. I don't know if you saw Nick Adams' story about, he did some research on McDonald's Chicken McNuggets. It's pretty horrible. Maybe you might want to check out that show. But I have a request, and that is I'm trying to follow the situation in Egypt, and it's tragic. And it looks like people are dying by the droves, but are they? It looks like some of the killings are staged. So I don't know who. I'm sorry?
I was just going to say, I've seen some reports that there might be the usage of crisis actors involved with this. I'm not sure that I've gathered enough evidence to say that that's the case. And I definitely am skeptical of the media's portrayal of these events. They wagged the dog in Libya, and they've wagged the dog in Iraq back during the first Gulf War. So I wouldn't put it past them to have this situation in Egypt misrepresented.
Yes, I hope maybe, you know, here I am trying to weed myself off from talk radio so I can do more reading, and then you're going to three nights a week with your excellent show. But
five nights a week, Monday through Friday.
Okay, I hope you or somebody can get guests on there. Maybe there's a guy on there, I think it's Dr. Khalil, he's on Nick Adams' show on 9 o'clock. He has nodisinfo.com. He I think he's Muslim. He might be a good person to have to talk about it. Nodisinfo.com. He's a frequent guest on Nick Adams' show. Hopefully maybe we can have some guests on your show or others that can get behind the scenes and try to decipher what's going on in Egypt. Because it's tragic. I don't want to see it devolve into the same situation that we have in Iraq, which might be what the powers that be want. Because obviously Mubarak was bad. I don't trust the Muslim Brotherhood. Morsi doesn't look like you know, a very nice person. Now I saw one report where some guy, some general named Sisi, is going to be put in power as the king. So, I mean, it's just, it looks like it's pandemonium is breaking out in Egypt. And I hope somehow, some way, we can get behind the real story and see what's going on. Because Egyptians are great people. I hate to see anything, you know, happen to them. And I hope, you know, I hate to see anybody go through the kind of tragedy that's happening there, but hopefully maybe we can decipher what's really going on there.
Well, Mike, I'll study up on the situation some more, try to get some good guests on the topic, and we'll see what we can figure out. So thanks so much for the call. I appreciate it.
Keep up the great work. Thanks.
All right. Take care, Mike. All right. That does it for us tonight. I want to thank all the callers and listeners. It's been a great show. Again, you can find my website, bobtuscan.com, and reach me there. You can also reach me at my email, thebobtuscanshow@gmail.com, thebobtuscanshow@gmail.com. Thanks so much. I will see you next Saturday. Love you.
Chase those crazy ballads out of town. Chase those crazy ballads out of town.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. With financial